Three, two, one. Let's try that again. Three, two, one. There we go. Okay. Did you do it the first time or did I just not hear it?
No, I kind of had a, I kind of had a brain fire. Not gonna lie, I just sat here, and I realized afterwards. I was like, "Oh shit!"
What we do is we try to do a clap thing to sync up to start for the recording. Anyways, so yeah, that's that. That was real. That just happening. Welcome though to Solving None of the World's Problems. I'm so excited to be here once again this week with my good pal.
Yes, me too.
What is your name? Introduce yourself.
I don't have a name. It's Lamb Jazz.
And I'm Toasty. As those of you who are repeat listeners know, there are some exciting things that have gone this week, and I really want to solve these world problems.
Or not.
Well, the one that I really want to talk about, because I think you have a differing opinion, is the Cardi B battery assault thing at her concert, where, you remember, she was performing, people paid money to see her, and some fucking asshole person at the front near her, I don't want to just call her a bitch, you know, she threw her drink at Cardi B while she's performing live. And then Cardi B, in response, takes her microphone and whips it at her. And now she's a suspect for battery assault.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jet Lamb Jess, I want to hear what you think.
Well, the main thing I think is worse is she threw the microphone, but she's supposedly still singing.
You know what?
And I know performers do that, because, I mean, they're dancing, so they're going to be out of breath, so they obviously can't be singing live all the time, you know what I mean?
So, whose side are you on?
I don't know. I'm right in the middle.
I have a strong opinion about this. You ever heard the phrase, don't start nothing, ain't gonna be nothing? Yeah. Fuck around, find out. Oh, well, this lady paid money to go to where she works. This is her working. And she throws a drink at her while she's doing her job and making her money? She has the audacity to do this? Yeah. And then Cardi B reacts accordingly. You know, if someone were came up, threw a drink at me, some random stranger coming to my job, throws a drink in my face for no reason, and I'm not supposed to just take that? No.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
At the start, I was a bit like, well, that's a bit bad to do, but thinking about it, I mean, putting it like the way you said it, I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, now, don't get me wrong.
Is this person going to get a lot of money for the battery assault?
I hope
because
not.
If so, I will get assaulted with the microphone.
I hope she doesn't get a penny. Because, like, don't get me wrong, celebrities are fucking entitled as shit. And they always will be. But this lady felt she was entitled enough to fucking do that without consequence. Without consequence. You have to. Everyone's not afraid of consequence anymore because people are getting away with being shitty. We need to set a line here. We need to stand with Cardi B, grab our microphones, and start whipping them at people to solve the world's problems.
Yeah, you just come across a Karen, and you start whipping them with the microphone.
You just open up your trunk, start picking out a couple microphones. Like, oh, this one's got a nice heavy head to it. I think it'll really hurt. You just have a trunk full of microphones, start whipping.
The way you put it makes sense, and the fact she paid, like, you know, she paid good money to be at the front, at the very front.
Exactly. So. But I mean, you have to really think, how much would you ever pay $150 to throw something at someone you really hate? I wouldn't.
No.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if those tickets are $150 or more. She paid a huge amount of money just to do that. Like, she must really fucking hate Cardi B.
Well, she could have been really drunk as well, though.
True. Drunk people do stupid things. I know I've had a few dumb thoughts go through my head, but luckily I'm sober enough to go, haha, no. Oh, something interesting happened to me this week, actually.
Oh, so, what happened? The life
so
of toasty.
Years ago, I got laid off Life was toasty. I got laid off a few years ago and moved back to the city and had to move back with my parents. Now I'm saving up to buy my own place again. What happens with the stuff that is mine? We stored it in the storage facility by the company who also just moving. So you know, I got a text yesterday that there was a fire at said storage facility. In the news, they said, like, firefighters had to open people's units and start throwing shit out to look for hot spots and all this other stuff. And this has, like, a lot of my couch, a lot of stuff of mine. Plus, like, the big thing is, like, 90% of my board games, which people know that shit ain't cheap. And I have a pretty sizable collection. But I went by, took some pictures, saw where the fire damage was. You can't see a lot. It was contained inside. But it looks like it happened in an area that wasn't even close to my unit. And they said only one section was actually affected. One section had to have its units ripped open. So there's a possibility I might be fine. And I really hope I am, because I don't want to replace all that stuff. I mean, whatever.
You might
be
fine? Sorry,
I'm healthy. I'm fine. I might be fine. Because based on what I saw, it's very possible I might actually be fine. But it happened like 10 o'clock the night before, and it was still going on at like 11 o'clock the next day. But that might not be
so
directly.
You
fire, that
wait,
could mean,
hold on. You might not, be fined?
Not fined as in they're going to charge me money.
I'm confused.
I've said like, I might be fined as in okay, like my unit might not have been burnt.
Oh, I'm so stupid. I'm like sitting here. Like
you're thinking they're gonna charge me money because your stuff was in the way of the fire department at this fire, so we are actually gonna have to charge you $2,000 for your stuff being there. What?
Well, hey, if your unit isn't affected and it's not damaged, you might get something now. You know.
I don't think so.
And all, you know,
oh, no. These support. Companies these days have such well-drawn-up lawyer bullshit that it's like, no matter what happens, you cannot hold the company accountable these days by using their stuff. And it's like you're forced to use their stuff. And then it's just like, they're fucking people. Nobody stands by their shit anymore. All these companies, you know what? Don't care about loyalty. And I hate it. But I don't want to get into that politics.
You start swinging your mace, but instead of a mace, it's a microphone.
You know, it start flicking microphones. This is going to be a thing that's just going to be with the show forever now, and I'm happy about that. But we start flinging our microphones at big companies. That's going to solve our problems. That's going to fix everything. We just need to get some microphones. The Cardi B method. This is going to become a religion. Cardi B is going to be the head of this religion. It'll just be a picture of her.
Could you imagine
in
that?
Stained glass whipping a microphone at someone.
Could you imagine that? There's like a crusade. Two big religious armies and they all have microphones.
Both sides of microphones to start whipping at each other. I mean, that's how we're going to solve all the world's problems with the Cardi B method. Whipping microphones.
Well, on a side note, I'm glad your stuff wasn't damaged. That's lucky.
Well, I don't know. There's a good chance. I have a good feeling, but there is still a possibility. It would make me so fucking sad. But it looks good.
That's rough because, you know, all them other people with the units, like, you've got valuables in there. It might be heirlooms, pictures, or, you know, it could be dead relative stuff as well.
Like, I'm sure I've got sent to, well, I would never keep a dead relative anything in storage. Well, like, if I had ashes, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But it's dead relative stuff. I mean, sometimes a fire just needs to burn shit that's just going to sit there and do nothing anyways. But the thing is, like, you're not allowed to store explosive stuff. It happened at 10 o'clock at night. Now, this place locks up. Like, when they close at 7 o'clock, no one is allowed to access their storage unit, which I at first have hated, but I approve of, actually.
I'd rather that.
So, somehow, a fire started when no one was supposed to be in there. I have a few questions.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But we're not here to investigate. We're not fire investigators. Our podcast is not about investigating fires. But we're detecting this right now. It's kind of fun.
I'm just trying to think, like, what happened? Is one of those things where it closes, but the employees are just running around? Or, like...
So, it's a storage unit, but there's, like, a separate building for actual staff. Like, the staff were still working there even when the fire was going on. So it wasn't that bad of a blaze.
No, supposedly. It's an inside job, man. I can smell it from here.
This is the only explanation.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we should... You know what? Maybe we should just stop solving all the world's problems and start solving this fire investigators. That's you.
Fire investigators, yes.
That's what we're going
to
do.
Two guys on the internet that have nothing to do with fire.
I believe this was an inside job. So yeah. I'm going to need records of all your employees. I'm going to need to see your videotapes, ma'am, because this is a serious fire.
Some if you listen closely, you burnt. Can see and hear that it was a hologram.
You see this hologram projector I just found? It set the fire. It's not even real technology. What?
Anyway, wait, back to the Cardi B thing, okay.
Yeah, we went on a tangent. We had
180.
Anyways, yes, back to Cardi B.
I don't think that's going to go to, like, court. They're going to settle that for a small amount of her pocket change that the person's going to think. Like, oh,
celebs
this
get away with so much bullshit. Like, as long as people really like you and you're popular. Like, Matthew Broderick is a murderer.
Who's that? I don't know. I'm not very good with actors.
He was Ferris Bueller in Ferris Bueller Stage Off.
Okay. Damn. I believe. I didn't know that.
Well, what happened was it was a car accident. And somehow that just got ignored. Brushed into the car. But I might be wrong. Do not quote me. Do not take this as truth. Now I got to Google it because now I'm just like, we're going to get
toasty.
Oh, but that would be good attention if Matthew Broderick was to sue the podcast. That would be so good attention for us.
sue me for one.
Start making up shit about celebrities. That's what we've become now. We have now changed the premise of this podcast 3 times, and we've only been doing this for 12 minutes.
Ah, yes. From fire inspectors, conspiracy theorists to...
So just making shit up about celebrities for attention.
So you're a celebrity and you're famous, and one celebrity gets caught doing everything and the other one always gets away with everything. So who's pulling what strings? What's happening there?
They're the new royalty, that's what it is.
Is it that, or is it the
royalty
first
can
person?
Do whatever the fuck they want to people and not have to suffer consequences?
Or you could be one of those people where you're doing bad stuff, but you just don't ever get caught, and the other person's just very bad and gets caught all the time.
But Matthew Broderick definitely was involved with the tragic car crash, so I was definitely right. We can't be sued. Sorry, Matthew. Case closed.
That guy still acts, doesn't he? I've seen him in.
He
random stuff.
A little bit, and I hate to admit it. I like him as an actor, but I've really tried to take a policy of not letting assholes get my support.
Yeah, well,
because we have to take a stand. Fuck these
people. No, definitely. I when it comes to famous people or whatever, like, I know a handful, and then I just don't care. Like, I don't care about their lives. I don't care. Like, it doesn't affect me. It's entertainment, like cinema or whatever, but I'm not gonna think or worry about it, you know? That's why I'm so bad when people are like, oh, you don't know this such and such actor. I'm like, no, sorry.
It's like
it always leads to a bad conversation. They're like, oh, he's one of those.
I've reached the point in my life where I don't care about people's opinions for the most part. Like, when it comes to, or, you know, not even that. The point I'm trying to make is I don't care if a person hasn't seen a show that I think is amazing. Whatever. Yeah. They've got better things to do, and that's fine. I'll recommend it, and maybe they'll check it out. If not, the show will still be good, and my life will go on.
That is another thing to bring up, was when you have that one friend who always recommends you something, but you know you're never going to watch it, so you're just sitting there like, no.
I hate to admit it. I'm that friend. I have a friend who will never check out anything I recommend, and it makes me sad, and I tell him so many things. And I know he'd like it, but he's just stubborn.
I mean, you do that with me with video games.
Sometimes.
I will admit that. It's just, yeah.
Stuff sounds interesting and I want to try it with people. It sucks when I don't get to try cool things. But I mean, that's life. People can't afford games. They have other stuff going on. So, you know, I want to move on to the Chinese bear. Did you see that picture I sent you?
Do
it. So, folks, check out this fake Chinese bear. Go online, Google it, or however you DuckDuckGo is a good secure one. Anyways, there's this picture from a bear in China that looks like a guy in a bear suit. That's exactly what it looks like. And I will fight anyone who says differently.
The best way to describe it...
Oh, because he stood up. He stood up and someone got a picture.
Best way to describe it is if... You know them people in the gym who are like, I'm not a gym person, but you know those people who don't work on their legs and they're like top heavy, where like they got all muscle on top but their legs are so skinny? This is what that bear looks like. He goes thin and then it's just normal human legs. It just doesn't make any sense.
If this is a real bear, it is a very unwell bear and someone needs to rescue it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because that is not a bear shape at all.
I want to know who's sitting there approving it, you know?
What?
I said, I want to know who's sitting there approving all the, like, bear stuff. Sitting there approving, like, what animals.
Oh, yeah, it's like, you know what? We're not going to get a real bear. We're just going to pay a guy. That'll be cheaper. But I feel like getting a real bear would actually be cheaper. It costs nothing to be an asshole.
Yeah, but there's certain bears. Home. There's sorry for interrupting you, but there is certain bears that are only in China, and they get a couple of those.
I think someone would have said something about it, like, oh, that's definitely a blah, 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 check it out. It looks very human-like, but nothing's come up yet.
Yeah.
That is probably a guy in a bear suit. Living the full bear experience.
Oh my god, it just leads back into the guy living the full doggy life.
The dog man.
This guy living the bear life.
The full bear experience. He's going to have big bear turds. He's going to eat berries and fish all the time. And he's just going to sleep all winter. Ooh, that sounds really nice, actually. Maybe I want the full bear experience.
Yeah, I can't pay taxes. I'm asleep all day.
I've been sleeping all winter. I don't need to work. I'm just burning off the fat, okay? Give me a break. So I can carbo load during the summer.
They're just want to know. Guys. I want to know what they were thinking. Like, are you trying to like populate their? Yeah, but are you trying to populate like their zoos to make it look better? Or like, what are they doing?
China has stopped giving a fuck. China's really trying to act like it doesn't care what the world thinks, so it's going to do things however it wants. It's going to influence its people however they want, and they're just going to do it, and it's going to happen. There's nothing that can be stopped.
Well, I mean, that's just communism, though, no. I mean...
True. I mean, in many cases, yeah. That is very, very... Most cases. Oh, communism really is, like, the worst... Like, just the worst team in the league. Like, communism just cannot succeed. No. They can never, ever prove their points.
You know it's bad when you're dressing up men into bears, like... Just to fake, you know, trick the people. It doesn't make any sense. Like, in what world does that go well?
Yeah. It doesn't.
I couldn't see that happening anywhere else. Could you imagine? That's... You go to some Canadian zoo and there's a man, a clear man dressed up as a bear. And what would happen?
If it's a Canadian zoo, at this point it's going to be people protesting going, let them go. Which, fair enough. I don't see why zoos need to exist anymore.
Yeah, I mean, especially I think they should only have zoos in every capital, because there's cities that have zoos that are just tiny, and it's like, why does this place have one? You know what I mean? Because you think like the capital one would have the biggest stuff, and then these smaller zoos, like, what's the point?
Because you have to remember, before cars, people had to walk and horse everywhere. True. Having a local thing. Just makes it a little bit easier. Really nice. And as long as you find a town back then that didn't have that one thing, you can easily make money off it.
I don't know. That's... Yeah, I don't know. Especially, like, if you just look at... there's this picture. I'll send it to you. I don't have it on me right now. I'll send it to you later. But it's this picture of a monkey I got in Cologne Zoo. It's in Germany. Mm-hmm. And he's so sad. Like, when you see this picture, you're just going to be like, what? He's full-on depressed up against the glass.
I don't know if I want to see that.
Oh, you have to. It's very bad. Like, I've never seen an animal display, like, just pure discontent. And at that time I went, it was like -2 probably in the morning when we went. So, you know, he was, like, cold, too.
Damn.
That's rough. I can't find it right now, but yeah.
Whatever. Maybe I'll be happier if you forget about it anyways.
No, I'm going to send it to you.
You know what? I want to touch on dog people stuff now. Okay. Pet owners are weird, man. Like, you sent me this thing about legal dog marriage?
Oh, yeah. So, where that came up, because we're looking at just people that marry strange objects. And then I was talking to Grisant saying, or Dakota, I was talking to her and saying, could you legally marry two of your dogs? Because we were watching a movie and she was having a wedding for a dog. And I was like, can you do that in real life? You know what I mean?
I think that's really weird. Because the thing is, like, look at it this way. What if we were slaves? People had us as their slaves. They're like, oh, I want to marry Alex and Lamb Jazz together. That'd be so sweet. It's like, we're not even consenting to this marriage. We have zero, we're not going to do anything in this marriage. They're just going to, in their heads, make up shit about us being married. It's dumb. It's really pointless.
But the and dogs don't love like it. The thing is, the dogs don't know what's happening. Like, just imagine, yeah. Just imagine you have them in like a church. Like, they don't know what's happening, and the state can't get involved because you're not like registering it. You know what I mean?
Well, no. Oh wait, you mean people are actually taking their dogs to a church and doing
no,
this?
No, I'm just saying like
good because that
if
way
that's
too
possible.
Far.
I mean, I you know, not. Someone has tried it probably.
That would be, oh, guaranteed. And that would be really sad if it's ever happened. And I hope not, because that's just, I couldn't handle that. That'd be
oh, guys, I just wanted to Google it, because, you know, the way people do weird stuff, I was like, oh. But can you actually just bring two dogs together and be like,
people
oh,
these
yeah,
days
they're getting
love doing weird shit.
You know, and some dog curious. Owners are just crazy.
See here.
Probably the same with cats, though.
So I looked up dog marriage in church, and the first thing says, are dogs allowed in church for wedding? Oh, okay. Oh, no. I can see how they might. People love to take their dogs everywhere now.
It's
I mean,
the
don't
emotional
get me wrong.
Support
I think
stuff.
In many cases, other people just take their dogs everywhere. It's nothing to do with emotional support. They just like fucking taking their dogs everywhere. Which is
I don't understand
anymore.
That. The max
like, you know,
do
you're going, to,
is
you're
like,
going to family and it's like, I have to take my dog with me and I'm going to bring it to their place and force them to have to deal with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, with Dakota's dog, like, we just put him in the passenger seat. Like, well, not the passenger,
but he's
in
at
the
his,
back.
Oh,
like, he just okay. sits in the car. He likes sitting in
yeah,
the car.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with, you like, know? People taking their pets and their pets sitting in the car. They get to hang out. And, they get to enjoy
yeah,
the day with their owner.
It's not like we even do it. Like, we just drive him and he loves it. But if it's something big, like, you're going out with your family, it's like, no, that's a pain, you know?
Don't, yeah, and especially if you're hosting and everyone's bringing their dogs, like, don't bring your fucking dog. Let it stay at home. It
becomes
you
a pain,
separate
then.
From it.
Especially with Toby, because he loves eating everything, so you know if there's food around, it's gone.
Oh, yeah, and it's always the people with big dogs, too, that they like to bring everywhere, too.
Oh, yeah.
The big dogs that are going to knock shit over, break stuff. Kids are going to want to play with it, so then it's going to start acting rough. It's, like,
it's getting hyper, know. Yeah.
This has been a great, another great podcast. Thank you so much to everyone who's come to hang out. If you like this show, please, 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 wherever you're listening, give us 5 stars. I don't know how that works for algorithms, but it helps us get out there. So if you haven't 5-starred us on your favorite platform, please, 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 5-star. Comment please? As well. Say something, anything. You can say, I love ice cream. You can say, these guys are great, or I hate these guys, but 5 stars. Whatever. Just say something, and it helps us get out there. Thank you. And Lamjess, thank you for you.
Well, thank you, Tosi.
And by the way, if you want to have any questions you'd like to ask us or topics you think we should discuss, please email us at solvingnoneoftheworldsproblems@gmail.com. Simple and easy.